Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And hopefully we're making a difference in your life with our shows, our incredible guests, the information that they're bringing, and all the great tools and all the great products that we're bringing to you as well.
Well, yes, we want to remind you that during this very important week, it's been Martin Luther King Day.
Yes, it has. It's been, we're hoping to make it Martin Luther King Year, where we can be at peace.
Yeah, and the reason I bring this up is like, look, in times like these, there's a lot of hope. You know, we've always talked about challenges, and there's been a lot of challenges to our health and, you know, really our mental well-being in dealing with it. And we just wanted to once again point out that when it comes to some of the products we talk about, they are about keeping you healthy because your body is your best defense.
Yes.
And, you know, right up front, most importantly to us, it's something that we do every morning when we get up and then usually when we're traveling out in the public a few times a day, is the clear nasal spray that we talk about on the show and you hear their ads. Keeping your nose clean, washing it out with xylitol, that's your first defense. Mm-hmm. That's where this virus enters.
And also, we want to remind you that the programs that we offer and the tools we offer for your mental and emotional well-being are like the Focused Life Force Energy Program. And you can get a free demonstration of that. It's an amazing program by going to flfe.net/conscious talk is the one you can use for that. And the AIM program by going to aimprogram.com. And those are two that will help you with your mental and emotional well-being.
Yeah, and during this difficult economic time, you know, please support those that are supporting us. You know, that's all of our sponsors. Locally, it's Vitamin Life, and mm-hmm. we get all of our vitamins and things from vitaminlife.com. So please check them out. You know, there are lots of supply difficulties in the natural products industry, but they've been keeping up the best they can and doing a great job. So check them out at vitaminlife.com.
And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, feeling lost and not sure which direction you need to move in? Be that literally or figuratively, the answer lies within. And we'll have a chat today with Dr. Devana Vadri about allowing your still small voice to lead the way. It's time for another session of Down to Earth Spirituality right here on Conscious Talk. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, it's a new year, and we're still making a difference here by bringing you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is still you.
Well, one of our favorite people who's been doing the work for years and bringing it to us is Dr. Devana Vadri. And today is another down-to-earth spirituality session. And this is an interesting one. First of all, say hello, Devana. Happy New Year.
Hello, happy new year, new beginnings. Ooh.
Yeah, new beginnings.
I know, we've been doing that all month as we're catching up with people who we haven't talked to since last year, so to speak. But we're, you know, so many of us have been seeking a new way of doing things, because obviously the way we have done things in the past is finished. It's not working so well anymore. And so we're kind of looking for some guidance. And so we thought today we'd talk to you, or actually you thought you wanted to bring forth this idea of allowing your still small voice to lead the way.
Yes, you can definitely feel the ending of old ways of being and the beginnings of the new ways of being. And one of the things that was really great about 2020 was that it took all of us out of our familiar patterns. And that gave us permission to explore other ways of doing and being.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we come into this now new cycle of energy, one of the things that I feel as though people are really craving and really desiring is to have their spirit be that which leads and participates more in their day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
Well, I just wanted to say in in that light, one of the things that we found with our clients is that we are, and with ourselves, we are constantly reminding everyone that you have to keep asking. And I think, you know, why I really like the subject today is they wonder, well, where do I ask? I mean,
or who do,
or
I,
who
ask?
Do I ask?
And we bring that up only because we don't seem to ask for assistance enough,
yeah.
Devana. And tuning into that still small voice inside, we have to get still and we have to ask for support to connect there.
And to really acknowledge that it's what one wants, that mm-hmm. one wants to lead a spirit-led, a spirit union of great depth, that is what is desired in the life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that happens when patterns get disrupted as they've been, certain things that we often didn't think was possible were now considering because, gosh, I'm not bound by this way of being or that way of being or this way of thinking anymore because it's all been disrupted. And as much as we grumbled about the disruption and the fears that it activated, we also got to the other side of it. And now there are possibilities and opportunities available that didn't even seem available to even be considered before.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, a spirit-led life, a life where you can live with a deep inner knowing and a deep connection inside, is more possible. And so if one can look inside and feel whether that's something that they would like or not, and can really entertain that possibility, then you start to understand that in the beginning, it's like a new relationship. And if you consider it as a new relationship or an established relationship that's now going to deepen, then we do have a roadmap for that. And it takes showing up consistently for it and mm-hmm. and nurturing it and deepening the depth of sharing and deepening the trust and letting go of aspects of the suspicious or critical mind. But we do know how to do it.
And when you're talking about knowing how to do it, Devana, you're talking about that inner roadmap that we all have, that we have on the inside. We actually are everything you're talking about. And what we're really asking is to actualize that relationship with our spirit or our higher self or our authentic self, correct?
Well, it is, you're saying it's built in,
yes,
at least, but it's a question of awareness and practice?
Yes, and focus.
Mm-hmm.
We've often run the experiment in our lives where we'll say to our minds, highlight all the white cars on the road or something, right? Or mm-hmm. highlight a word. And then we see that word everywhere. And it's because we've grabbed hold and we've made that a focus and we've stayed connected to that request. And now we start to see it. And that's evidenced of our focus being in a certain place, lending our energy to it, and having that reflected. It's the same mechanism in terms of building that relationship within.
Mm-hmm.
We make it important, we stay focused with it, and we come back to it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Any relationship in our lives requires that. Otherwise,
yes,
it kind of fizzles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not relating, essentially.
Yeah. It's,
right,
it's,
you're on
yeah.
your own out
yeah,
in
right,
the
exactly.
wilderness.
Right. Well, it's more or less a lack of commitment. Is that what you're saying? Once we're committed and we practice it, it's there for us.
I feel as though a lot of what happens is that our depth of belief,
mm-hmm,
that it's really there for us, gets very challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something that's deeply wanted by many, many, many people. But the belief that they can have that, that it is available to them, that it's even wanted, that the relationship of their spirit, of the divine, is even wanted, it can be fairly unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest aspects or hurdles to get over is that believability.
Mm.
But because we're in a new place and it's a new day and there are new possibilities and opportunities available and we know how to do this, then it's really about stepping and showing up and being consistent as a person can.
Yeah.
And Devonna, is this because of this new energy, and we certainly feel it, that it's come in, is this this energy is even in more support of it? In other words, in the past, we may have had to really work a little harder at it.
Well,
in that believability,
doubts, yeah,
we had our doubts, but that timing is sort of passed away where we will get that experience if we just stick with it, correct?
Yes, and in the past, we would have had that experience as well. But there is a wave of energy that feels far more supportive of unity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, it's like, okay, it's time to stop fooling around and playing and actually dig in. You know, start being this as opposed to talking about it. Well, we are going to talk about it today. We're here with Dr. Devonna Vedrì. We're talking about allowing your still small voice to lead the way. It's especially important in these times. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be right back.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic aged garlic extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic aged garlic extract immune formula 103. Try Kyolic aged garlic extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. It is a new year, and hey, have you noticed the energy? Have you noticed the winds of change here in the Seattle area, as I like to call them? Well, this is a great opportunity. So today we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí, our favorite transformational healer in the world, and a regular doing this down-to-earth spirituality session with us. Today we're talking about allowing your still small voice to lead the way.
So, Devana, we just to kind of recap the first, segment that we did with you, in case somebody's just tuning in, we were talking about, and you brought up that there's new energy about, and this energy is really in support right now of us being able to go inward and to really desire and request that relationship with our spirit, higher self, authentic self, whatever you want to call it, our divine self. And to practice that, and if we practice it and really release the belief that maybe we're not worthy or it's not really possible, and that might be part of the challenge, but nonetheless, stick with it. It is available, and we know how to do this.
Yes, if you can remember that it is a relationship. So often, the way that we approach spirit or we approach the divine because of religious training and programming, we approach it as though it's outside of us, that we have to seek it, which is true. We do have to seek it. But the concept of it seeking us and wanting relationship is not necessarily part of the programming that's gone on.
Mm-hmm.
The programming that's gone on has been more about it's otherworldly, that we have to somehow ascend into the other world for that depth of union. And that's just not the case in that way.
Yeah.
And so to understand that so many times when we come into a new year cycle, people are wanting to make better choices for their health and well-being. They're wanting to change some of their patterns and rhythms and to create something different. And we tend to go and do it, though, from the same place that created it inside. And so this year, because there has been such a disruption of the patterns in the last year, to really allow ourselves the freedom, especially as conscious spiritual beings, to perhaps focus on the relationship with our spirit and utilizing that as the primary change for the rest to follow.
Yeah. You know, Devana, the way I see this expansion that you're talking about is that before, I think we looked at all of these spiritual concepts as tools as opposed to relationships. And yes, there would be some utility that way and understanding that you're guided by a still small voice, but actually having a relationship with it is the step up.
Yes. And to show up for it consistently when it feels as though, let's say you go to sit and meditate and you've arrived and nothing and no one else has. It can be a little frustrating, but it's that very frustration that's there to be attended, because held within it is our disbelief and our unworthiness and whatever else is in the way of the relationship. If you ask your spirit to come and be with you, it will come and be with you in a more full way because you have asked. And yet, to really know that, you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
To really be able to feel the difference when that higher aspect of the self is present and pressing in, you have to show up for that. And that's the exciting part of it. The desire of the mind, especially in this timing, is, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But it's never going to say to you, go sit, call forth your spirit, ask the divine to come and be with you. Ask your spirit, what are the next steps for you? And to really even to ask the self, what do you desire in this timing? to really feel that, to write it down, to come back to it over and over, to watch it shift and change and deepen. It's like any relationship when you haven't seen anyone or a person for a long time. The first question is, how are you? And the answer is, I'm good. How are you? And then as time goes by and the sharing continues, it deepens and it deepens. And then you remember, oh, wow, I just so love spending time with this person. I love our trust. I love our depth of sharing. I've missed this. But that's relationship. But you can see it doesn't start there. It starts with, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And then it deepens over time. And the remembrance comes with the deepening.
And Ivana, I guess I'm going to ask this. I think I know the answer, but I want it to be a little more relative for our listeners. When we say we want that relationship, like when we nurture a new friendship and we're getting to know that person and we're really, like you said, we're really enjoying the deepening of that relationship as we connect all the time. When we're asking to connect with the divine, we're asking for a deepening in that relationship as if we were asking for a deepening of a friendship on the material form. And what I'm getting at is a lot of people think we have to hold it in a certain sacred way. That relationship, all relationships are sacred. So would it not be the same?
Part of what happens in that holding it in a sacred way is that we often bring to that a hierarchy, and we bring to it a position where the divine is greater and we're less. Now, it's not that there isn't some truth to that, but right now it's forming a relationship and understanding deeply what one is and one isn't. Because in the deeper union, there is more and more love and more divinity. And this is where that oneness and that unity come into a deeper understanding. Mm-hmm. And so what often happens in the relationship is that we try to take our human conditions and put it on the aspect of our spirit, of our divine self. Mm-hmm. And then we get frustrated because that aspect is like, no, thank you. Nope, that's right. Not the truth.
Yes.
And then we don't know where to go with it. So it's important to not allow those things to get in the way. Because
yes.
It really is a deepening into love.
Yes. And I would say this too, that the divine, and we're not talking about equality here. There is no equality in the divine. There just is. And if we meet it where we can meet the divine, then there it's kind of like a no thing, I guess is what I'm saying, unless we make it something that is a condition upon which we meet our spirit. That's the point I was really trying to make.
Yeah, we're not used to relating in an unconditional way.
Right.
Because we relate in conditioned responses. You know, that's how we've learned here on this plane. And so it seems to be somewhat of an unlearning for us to get into relationship with the divine. But I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back. We're going to run off to a break. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí. This is Down to Earth Spirituality, and right here on Conscious Talk, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacin, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacin medical device.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks, and thanks for staying on board with us. If you're new, coming on board with us this new year, there's a new energy available for all of us out there. We're all feeling it on some level, and we're doing our very best on Conscious Talk to help you with that in any way we can. And one of the best people we know of to go to when we're talking about spirit and connection and deepening and trust, et cetera, is Dr. Devana Vidri. She's been on our show for many years in her down-to-earth spirituality segment. Today is no different, and we are talking today about that divine connection, allowing your still small voice to lead the way. So, Devana, when we left the last segment, I made a point of us using what we use as our unworthiness as a stumbling block. And you're saying not to allow that.
And to understand, as with any relationship, there will be misunderstandings. There will be interpretations that maybe aren't true. And it's important to understand that as long as you go back to the relationship, that you take whatever has flushed up back to the relationship, then the relationship can progress. So often when we get our feelings hurt, we don't go back to the relationship. Mm-hmm. We hole away. Mm-hmm. And then we create conditions to go back to the relationship. Mm-hmm. And to understand that the divine will let us do all of that, but it doesn't pull away.
Mm. We do.
We do.
Yes.
And then we'll feel alone, abandoned, and it's just simply because we've pulled away.
Mm. Yeah, and that is the point of the conditioned response, because, you know, that's how we feel. We haven't played in an unconditional arena.
Well, and Devana, you brought up a good point about things being flushed up. In that divine connection, it's more than likely things will flush up, but there is a great service to that for us if we'll take it back to the divine and ask for help in transforming what flushes up, correct?
Yes, and to understand that it's flushing up is really what we want, because it's those things that are in the way of our union. Mm-hmm. They are the things that limit what we will allow to be brought to us in our lives. It is how we limit our hopes and dreams. And so we want those things brought up, and sometimes they sting. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they sting really badly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's understood.
Yeah.
As long as we go back to the relationship.
Yeah. Yes. Would you even say, since we love to be purpose-driven, would you actually say that that's the purpose for this relationship?
The purpose of the relationship is to help us to open and to love and ultimately to have the separation gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what, through that love, that's what it brings forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so to allow one's spirit to lead the way in the life is not only from a spiritual point of view a good thing to do, but in terms of one's joy and happiness and fulfillment, it's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can't look for it on the outside, which is the old energy, folks, which is what we've been doing for eons in time, is looking for the world to bring us what we say we want, when it's our inner world where all of that exists and where all of that is available.
Yeah, we used to say much more that the mission was to bring yourself back to yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, give yourself back to yourself. And this was the means of discovering who you really are.
Yes.
And that was the purpose-driven thing. And we've had this relationship all along that we've been ignoring.
Yes. Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí. We are talking today about allowing your still small voice to lead the way. This is Conscious Talk. We'll be right back. There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better?
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and yes, today we are talking about down-to-earth spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedrí. The subject matter is allowing your still, small voice to lead the way. So, Devana, I think we got it. We have this relationship. We have the ability to nurture that relationship, and that would be a good thing. What is it that keeps hanging us up? Are we still stuck in this, we're not really equal in the relationship, or we don't know how to choose it? What's our deal?
Or we haven't chosen it necessarily.
I would say all of the above. Mm-hmm. And to understand that it takes effort. And so often it's just not an effort that one wants, because the effort is very confronting. Mm-hmm. And so imagine you're watching TV in the evening and you hear, you feel, gosh, you know, I should go write in my journal, or I should go meditate, or there's this video that I wanted to watch, and yet you don't move. And night after night, that happens, and you don't move. And this is where it becomes work to change the pattern of, let's say, watching TV in the evening. It's going to require that TV gets turned off and that you go upstairs to what you don't know. You don't know what's going to come in the journaling, or you don't know what's going to come when you sit and meditate, or you listen to something. You don't know. And yet, there's an aspect that really would like to know, would like to make that choice and be in that discovery. And so, understand that it's going to require that it get chosen over other things. If you want that relationship, if you want to communicate to the divine and to the universe that your relationship with God matters to you, then you have to consistently show up for it.
In other words, you have to be making that choice.
An effort.
Yes.
And so understand, you can go up or into the other room and go, oh, I'm here. Or you can go, wow, I made it to the chair. I'm so excited. I turned off the TV. And now I'm going to set my phone for 15 minutes because that's all I've got in me today. But
right.
I made it.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that that is what you want to celebrate. That is how you generate more of that choice. And you do that over and over again. And pretty soon that TV just goes off at a certain time and you're in your room and you're glad to be there and you're liking how you're feeling and you're noticing certain dramas and distractions and things that were not sitting well with you change in your life. And you may not even understand exactly how or exactly why. But you'll notice that overall you feel more connected, happier, and more able to do the things that deeply inside you want to do that really matter to you. Because at the end of the day, the TV really didn't matter. It was just a good substitution for what you didn't think you could have.
And you know, Devonna, what's interesting about what you were just mentioning with that being happier, what we notice, what our clients notice, is there is an ease to their life they didn't have before. There's more grace in their life they didn't have before. Certainly more joy in their lives they didn't have before. And this is really what you're talking about, because that connection, as you deepen into it and allow for more and more love to be present, it's really a demonstration of how I feel our true self was meant to live.
And so to allow that this is the year you put weight loss aside, you put earning more money aside, you put a new job aside, and you put your connection with the divine front and center, and trusted that putting that front and center would handle all the rest.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, Can't say yes to that enough because that is exactly how it works.
And I keep going back to this idea of, like, you know, it's sort of like, duh, this is how it's been happening all along, you know, that we've been in this process of co-creation without realizing it and without really gaining all of the benefits, because it's been streaming toward us and we've just turned the other way and not received it. And that's the choice.
Yes. And to understand that there is a deep satisfaction to responding to the call of our spirit. Even if some days we're on our hands and knees to get to that meditation chair because the resistance has gotten us a bit, to understand that deeply within us, we would rather be in that meditation chair than in front of a television. And I use the TV or the computer as the examples because they are devices that hold a lot of distraction. And they're a challenge in everyone's life. But truly, when we make that effort and we do it over and over, even though we don't necessarily understand how all of it works, we will find that we will be more and more pleased with ourselves, because it really is bringing us what is important to us and what we want.
Yes.
Ultimately what we need.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And this is how we change the world.
Yes.
It's exactly how we make a difference. We make a difference in our own lives, and that consciousness ripples out into the masses and gives the masses permission to do exactly their ritual with their divine. And this is how we make a difference, people, and we change the world. And this is such a great year for it, Devana, because of all
yes.
the changes that you brought forward.
Yes.
Well, folks, that is the choice that you have this year. You are the one that gets to choose. Are you ready and willing? You're certainly able. You're wired for it.
Yeah, and your guidance has been sitting there all of this time. It's that relationship with the divine. Well, Devana, we know you work with individuals. How do they get in touch?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
You can go to Dr. Devana, that's Dr. Devana, DIVANNA.com. to find out how to connect.
And thank you, Devana, from our hearts to yours,
thank
as
you.
Always. And folks, thank you for tuning in. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more or call 888-489-4782. 888-4 Twist 25.